about to catch up with a young trainer that probably ate, I don't know, about 25 pieces of KFC chicken on the weekend. He would have dominated the Chinese, local Chinese restaurants in the Albury-Wodonga area after the performance of his galloper on Saturday afternoon to win the country championship at Albury. Let's pick up the concluding stages.
They're into the stretch. The favourite, I Love Saki, comes after Logan River. Then Takissa Cod. Real Key with a strong run in the centre. And here's Sky Cool and Benelong Dancer. And Thistledew is charging home down the outside. Sky Cool got to the lead from Benelong Dancer. Thistledew and Real Key at Sky Cool, Benelong Dancer. And Sky Cool takes it out from Benelong Dancer. Thistledew third. Usain Bolt fourth from Real Key.
So Sky Cool books himself into the rich final during the championships there at Randwick in about a month's time, or just over a month's time now. And Mitchell Beer, the trainer of Sky Cool, joins us now. Hello, Mitch.
Morning, Gareth.
What about that, mate? How big of a thrill was that for your stable to win your local country championship heat?
Mate, it was just massive. You know, we really, you know, moved up here to target races like this, and we felt, you know, being a smaller stable, that, you know, these races were on offer if we came, and to be able to take it out at our first class, it was just not only the race, but it really justified, you know, moving up here, and it was just bloody fantastic.
So you got a group of owners that are in this horse. How are they feeling towards heading to Sydney to compete for $500,000 race?
Yeah, it was Steve Watkins who owns the horse and bred the horse. You know, Steve trained Aberitty to win a Caulfield Guinea. So when someone of that caliber, you know, entrusts you to train their horses, it's pretty humbling. And he's been a good supporter of mine since day one. So to be able to do it for him and now go along with that journey to run in the $500,000 race in sort of 6 weeks' time, it's a great feeling to have.
What's the country championship done for country trainers in New South Wales?
Oh, it's a phenomenal concept where all the communities can get together. And Saturday, it was not only about the race, but it really showcased the club here and Albury as a community. And you know, for owners of this whole area and all of country New South Wales to be able to have a real crack, you know, at a $150,000 race. It's not just the race, it's a lead up. It's trying to find and buy horses to get into the race. And pretty much once the race is run, you know, everyone's thinking about what they can get into it next year. So it does a lot of good for the whole lead up. And yeah, we'll just bloody wrap that we could take it out.
Love your work on social media. You're clearly the most entertaining trainer to follow on social media. Just to give our listeners an example, very pleased to report Sky Cool has pulled up a lot better than her trainer. 14 hours sleep and top shelf banquet today is almost better than yesterday. So we all know that you love your KFC or any fast food outlet, basically, and your Chinese. So you enjoy that side of life, food?
I'm pretty glad that my horses have a better diet and exercise regime than their trainer. But yesterday morning was very rough, but it's nice to celebrate the wins, and it was terrific. You know, my young staff dragged me out to the local haunts of Albury. I didn't take much encouraging, but it was terrific. And yeah, I mean, we love a good time. We're a young stable. You know, I think majority of my staff are not over the age of 25. So, you know, they love to celebrate his win as much as I do, and it was a great night on Saturday night.
Well, Mitch, you enjoy it. Rest up this week, and good luck with Sky Cool as the big final gets closer.
Good on you, mate. Talk to you soon.
Good on you, Mitch. There's Mitch Beer, of course, the winning trainer of the heat for the country championships at Albury there on Saturday afternoon with his mare, Sky Cool.